Put new dust in your washing machine. Finest dust you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Dust brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Michael Cellini. Sounds rather familiar.
Well, it should be. He's something of a cartoonist. Did a lot of stuff during the last war, I think.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes. Your father's a famous singer, isn't he, right?
Yes.
Well, he's been at the hospital for months, hasn't he? What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Ray.
Mary and Michael. Nice combination.
Ray, I have some news. I wanted to tell you something else, but...
But what?
This is... I saw Dr. Bowden today.
And?
I told him we were interested in adopting another child.
Well, I'm a little surprised that you didn't talk to Mary about it.
Well, to tell you the truth, Ray, I don't know why I didn't.
What did he have to say?
He said he'd be on the lookout for a little girl.
Are you sure, darling, that that's what you want?
Positive. There's only one fly in the ointment.
I think I know what that is. Something I didn't want to discuss.
You might just as well have. Because Dr. Bowden told me that even though he felt certain he could find a baby for us, we might have a little difficulty getting permission from the Child Welfare Board. I don't think I realized there would be any difficulty. But Dr. Bowden pointed out that not only did we have the adoption of a child set aside, but what happened to me after we gave Chucky back to Maida. We're going completely haywire. The welfare board might question my stability.
Now, don't you worry about that. When and if a youngster becomes available, I think I can explain to any welfare worker, any board, and give them positive proof that you are the most wonderful mother that any child could have. And that you could be again.
Oh, really?
After all, honey, there were some pretty extenuating circumstances in the Chucky situation.
Yes, but do you really think you could convince the Child Welfare Board that that was true?
I'm sure I could. What happened in regard to Chucky, as you know, doesn't happen very often. If you hadn't known Maida, if she hadn't been a friend of yours and Dr. Leland... Funny thing.
What is?
Maida was in the office this afternoon. She's asking me to file suit for a divorce and for the sole custody of Chucky.
You look somewhat surprised, Charlotte. And yet you shouldn't be. After everything Maida has told you and Ray, you knew, you had to know, that ultimately there would be a parting of the ways between the father and mother of Chucky. And the first question that comes to your mind regarding a separation? What ground does Maida have? What grounds, indeed? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white whitewashers without red hands, the swing is back to does. Authentic door-to-door interviews give conclusive evidence that more and more women who tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to does. Listen to these reports.
June 19th, first call, Mrs. L.R., mother of two children. Husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Dove for really white washes and real kindness to hands. Next call, Mrs. B.A. answered door. Was ironing a stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine. Rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Dove. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Dove washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is to Dove. For white washes without red hands.
Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so white and clean while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. For white washes without red hands, get Dove today.
She knew, Ray. There was a time when I would have questioned Maida's motive in wanting a divorce from Ted.
Oh, you're not the only one. I would have questioned her motive, too. She's still pretty fond of Dr. Bowling. But I'm convinced that there's only one person that she's thinking of and wanting a separation. Her son.
What a mixed-up little boy he's going to be. That is, if Maida can get a divorce. What possible grounds does she have, Ray?
Well, if what she told me this afternoon is true, I think I have enough to go on. You know, darling, I hate to handle divorce cases. I've always shied away from them, particularly when they're children. As you said, what a mixed-up little guy Chucky's going to be. And yet, I can't see that marriage really doing anything for the boy. I mean, as it exists today. Maida and Ted might just as well be two strangers who accidentally found themselves living under the same roof.
So that's it?
Yes, I think that's it.
Ray, I'm a very lucky woman.
Oh, we're both very lucky. And yet, I rather imagine hundreds of thousands of married couples can say the same thing.
You honestly believe that?
Yes, I do. Oh, sure, husbands and wives have their difficulties, some more than others.
Well, you and I have been through a great deal together. You know, when I'm here alone of an afternoon, I sometimes wonder how you could have put up with me. Your patience, your understanding.
Oh, Charlotte, don't undersell your patience and your understanding.
But when I think how twice during our married lives we almost came to the breaking point.
We didn't really, Charlotte. It seemed that way to us. But I don't think that anything could really have kept us apart. Because deep down underneath, well, there was something stronger than either of us realized during the times of stress and strain.
Oh, Ray. Darling, tell me, do you ever think of Julie? Oh, don't think I'm jealous of the fact that she was your first wife, that she bore you a son, and that you have grandchildren.
Look, darling, let me put it this way. When Julie and I were married, we were quite young. Yes, I was in love with her. And I'm sure she was in love with me. When I went to prison, when I served time for another man, well, this I've told you over and over again, I was the one who told Julie to get a divorce. I was the one who didn't want my son to know his father had a record. And when I was finally able to clear my name, well, a lot of water had gone over the dam. Julie had remarried, had two children by another man. And I met you. And we were married. Oh, I'll admit that for a time, but only for a time, I wondered if I'd had the opportunity to marry Julie again when her husband died, whether I would.
That was shortly after we were married.
That's right. But I finally woke up to the fact that I was no longer a youngster, that there was no reliving the few years that Julie and I had been together. I knew that was over and done with. There was only one person I wanted to spend my life with. That one person was you.
Do you know that a few years ago I wouldn't have been able to sit here and listen to you being honest? I've been jealous of those few years that you and Julie had together. Today I'm not. The you of today isn't the you of yesterday.
A few years ago, I wouldn't have had the courage to tell you what I'm telling you this evening.
Darling, you need never be afraid to tell me anything again. Because I know that you love me. And that you always will.
You know something, Charlotte? Perhaps it doesn't sound flattering, but it is. I've never had one jealous moment since you've been my wife. You know why? Because I've always been sure of your love for me. Of course, I knew you were fond of Sid Harper. I think he's a great guy. But I think he's always known that, regardless of our problems, big or little as they might be, we'd carry on together.
I'm sure you know it. If only Maida had waited. I think she'd have found in Ross Bowling what I found in you.
Gifts in life are many, Joe.
Well, I still say that you and I are very, very lucky people.
And I still say there are hundreds of thousands just like us. Only we don't hear about them. We only hear of the percentage of divorces and separations. But no one's ever bothered to figure out
How many people live their lives through together really contented and who really know happiness in marriage? And now Mr. Fleming says that most divorces start before a marriage ceremony is performed.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that.
I do, too. I only wish that the newspapers, surveys, or what have you, would stress the millions of marriages that last, rather than those that don't. Oh, I don't like the idea of divorce as far as Maida's concerned, and, well, I wish she'd chosen another attorney. On the other hand, there's Chucky.
I know. There's Chucky. The little guy.
Yeah. A little guy.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U.
White, whitewashes without red hands.
Yes, white, whitewashes without red hands. Fats does a special present to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Change to Does next wash day. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh, towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You get more out of Does because more goes into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything.
So for white, white washes without red hands,
get Does today. A word of caution to Bill Bauer. A world crisis brought into the living room of the Bauer home in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.